If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about university woes. Breida, you're unhappy in your campus accommodation, is that right?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, Dave. So it all started out fine. Mm-hmm. And, I was really excited to go to college and, you know, have this new experience and kind of get away from my small hometown and really come into myself and, you know, become, an adult. And I share with another girl. And that was also great. It was like really great. We got on super, super well. And then I kind of started noticing some weird things. She'd start saying that. She kept talking about conversations that she said we'd had and we hadn't had. And nice.
Are you sure now you hadn't just forgotten?
No, okay. Not at all. No,
what
no,
kind of conversations?
Really specific things. She was talking about a cat she'd once had, and she was like, "Oh, I remember?" And you said you really liked cats. I don't really like cats. Right. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Do you really dislike cats?
I really dislike cats. Right, okay. Yeah.
So that's weird. Yeah, that's strange.
It is weird. Yeah. So anyway, there was a couple of things like that, and also a couple of my lecturers would be like, "Oh, you know, really good work on that paper you handed in," and I go, "I haven't handed in my paper yet."
Okay, so this is sounding like a doppelganger situation, like there was another version of you.
Oh no, I know exactly what it is.
Oh, what is this?
I figured it out.
Okay,
and it's my twin sister, who I thought was dead.
Oh right,
yeah.
What's her name, Breida?
Clarity.
Clarity.
Yeah.
And when did Clarity, or when did you think Clarity died?
Since birth.
Oh, right. Yeah. Literally at birth.
No, in the womb.
In the womb.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, it was supposed to be a case where we were twins and then...
You absorbed her, is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah, I think that's the technical term, Dave, yeah. Is that I...
You absorbed her in utero.
Yeah, two became one.
Yes.
That Spice Girls song
said...
No,
but that obviously didn't happen, or how
I mean,
is she,
it's fucking news to me.
How
yeah,
is she
clearly,
knocking around now?
I don't know.
Right, right.
So like, how far back does this go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems to be the case that like, you know, the things that I like are the opposite to the things that she, so like we are like polar opposites.
Right.
You know?
So she likes cats. You hate
she
cats.
She likes cats. I hate cats.
Right, yeah.
I'm, you know, 4'5" and she's 8'10".
Wow.
Yeah.
That is... Probably the tallest woman in life.
Yeah.
And it's weird then that people would mistake you for each other.
Well,
given
we have the same aura, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe they met her sitting down or, yeah. So have you come face to face with Clarity?
Yes.
Okay.
But only very briefly, where basically I came in, you know, one night after a night out, and she was in my bed. I mean, as much as her that could fit in the bed.
Sure.
And then, you know, I turned on the light and I was like, "Whoa, oh my God." And she just dove out of the window and I haven't seen her since.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you asked your parents about your birth and whether they, your mother gave birth to a twin or...
Well,
if they thought she died, or you were told that she died in the womb.
Well, see, that's also the tricky thing. They also apparently died on that day too.
The day you were born.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you're an orphan.
I've always been. And so look, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like
you've discovered a family.
I have a family.
Yeah.
My 8'10" sister Clarity.
Yeah.
And I'd like to build a relationship if she's willing to give that a go.
Okay. Well, we do
they
have...
don't call me Mercy for nothing.
We do have Clarity on the line.
Oh, my God.
Hello, sister.
Clarity.
It's me.
I know.
Your sister Clarity.
I can tell by your voice.
Yes.
You guys sound very similar as well.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, I know. It's you know, some things don't change.
Yes.
The twins, you know, obviously genetically, one of us likes cats and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, that's such a big difference.
Such a big difference. Yeah. And I really just wanted to reconnect with my sister, Breeda. And,
name's not Breeda. Sorry.
Oh,
it was Mercy. I said my name was Mercy. Mercy.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got that wrong at the start then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you're Mercy and she's Clarity.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Sorry, wait,
hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
I was looking for a Breeda.
Well, that's who I thought we were talking.
Was on the phone.
Yeah.
No. What's happened here?
I don't know. I was told you're a Breeda. You're unhappy in your campus accommodation.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And I thought this is what this was about.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. But now you're saying your name's Mercy.
Yeah.
And your name, just to be clear, is Clarity.
Clarity.
You're 8'10".
I'm furious, Dave. Where
Dave,
is my sister?
No, you have to be my sister.
You're 8'10", right?
I'm 8'10", correct.
She has to be your sister.
Well.
Wait, why did you... Hang on, let's get to the bottom of this. Why did you think my name was Breeda? Who told you that?
Oh, well, I have something else to tell you.
Oh.
That the parents you thought were killed in that... The birth of you.
Yeah. and you.
A curious way of saying it, but yeah, yeah.
Well, they're not dead at all. They're actually alive, and they said they were going to name you Breeda, but maybe I was mistaken.
No, Dave, I must have gotten that name from your parents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, have you been contacted?
Your mom is here. Yeah, she's on the line.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Mary, hello. How are you doing, Mary?
Well, I'm very overwhelmed.
Well,
it's a lot.
This is an awful lot. I mean, she thought you were dead. She thought Clarity was dead.
And I thought my name was Mercy, most importantly.
You thought your name was Mercy.
Yeah.
Well, it is, obviously.
Named you Breeda.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And but she was always called Clarity?
That's right.
Always called Clarity.
Always.
A great clarity of presence.
Well, hang on.
Why? What's confusing about this exactly?
How are you all alive?
Oh.
Well, yeah, let's Mary, how are you alive?
It was an interesting situation.
Certainly.
Now, I have to say, I wanted to go for a home birth because I had been drinking and I was after falling out with the midwife.
Right.
So I organised to have you a home. And I hadn't paid the electricity bill. So by the time yous were crowning, the house was in complete darkness.
Right.
And I fell asleep. When I woke up, yous were gone.
But gone where?
Well, that's what I'm here to find out. Like, I don't
know.
Do
you have any
You've no clarity on this? Oh, sorry, no clarity. You've no idea.
Well, then.
What happened to Dad?
He was after legging it off with your woman what works in the corner shop.
Right.
Okay.
Who happens to be my sister, your auntie. Your auntie Katrina.
Okay.
The tick plottins, as they say.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, right, I'm going to have to put an ad into the paper. Now, this is before Facebook and all.
Yeah.
I had to put an ad into the paper and eventually someone got back to me. They were down the country. They were in Monastir Evan. And they said, we have the two kids, they said. We have Breeda and Clarity here. And I said, well, you might as well hang on to them. I'm not going to.
But who took us? Why?
Any insight on that, Dave?
There was a woman down there in Monastir Evan what was looking for two little kids.
Yeah.
And she said that I handed yous over, but sure, I didn't remember.
Was the church involved? They were mad for that kind of stuff back then.
I believe that they were. Now, I wasn't a mass-going woman.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of my life, but...
But maybe there was a priest nipped in and grabbed them while the lights are off?
I think so. And that's how yous ended up in Monastir Evan.
Right.
Okay, but then how did we get separated?
Well, that's very simple.
Oh.
There was a terrible storm. It was a terrible storm.
Yeah. You remember this, do you?
Yes. We were both very, very young. There was a terrible storm. And lightning struck the power cables around the house, causing the whole blackout in the area.
Stuff always happens in the dark.
Yeah.
So are you telling me the priest stole me again in the blackout?
That's correct. That's correct.
I have to say.
Very cute like, child. I can remember everything.
You're beautiful. You're absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
Wow. Right. Okay, well, there you go. Mercy, Breida,
yeah.
Whichever you prefer. Does this change things at all for you?
I mean, I think it changes a great deal, Dave,
that's
to be honest.
Silly question. But I mean, what's next? Are you going to stay in university? Are you going
to... I mean, I kind of feel like I have like a vendetta with the church now that I'm going to have to sort out.
Fair,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my whole... life has been turned upside down, and no, I don't think I can go on as normal. I think I'm going to have to take revenge on the church.
This is what I love to hear now, when we get this yeah. kind of a response from someone. When a call ends in a blood vendetta, I know I'm doing my job right.
What kind of... join me, or what do you
think? I definitely will, and I think you should get out of that student accommodation in any way.
Yeah?
You should come and stay with me. Clara, do you come back and visit me?
We what happens if there's another blackout?
Well, we have to take that chance, don't we? What are the likelihood of a third blackout?
And you're grown adults now. I mean,
yes.
Like your sister's 8'10". I think she can take care of herself.
That's true. Don't forget that.
She's an absolute.
She's going to be very...
tear the church down with
yeah,
her
hair.
I will.
She's
and be I
very
will,
useful.
Let me tell you.
And we're going to. We're
going
gonna
to
do it.
Team.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Guys, thanks so much for phoning
no
in.
Problem.
It's lovely to
Thank
hear your story. And we're still talking about university woes. Ethan is on the line. Ethan, you were let down by Freshers Week. What happened?
Yeah, I was totally let down
oh,
by Freshers
no.
Week.
What happened,
Dave,
Ethan?
I'm still crying about that.
Oh, God.
I went
you
in...
You sound very upset.
Well, I've been practicing what I was going to say because I was nervous about coming online.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Lots of people
on
do that.
On the air, I should say. Yeah. Damn! Fuck.
It's okay. Take your time, Ethan.
It's been a really hard week. I'm studying... the struggle of the inner child in the workplace in TUD.
Yeah.
And I moved here from the States to do that. I'm like living out a dream.
Are you in Grange Gorman there, is this?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you staying on the campus?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to get accommodation there. And though I am grateful for the accommodation, I am disappointed about the Freshers Week, because I arrived there, I was the first person there, I was up at the crack of dawn, and they said they were going to have goodie bags.
Yeah.
And when I opened the bag...
Oh, they did have them, yeah, okay.
It was full of prophylactics, Dave.
Okay.
They're encouraging people to have intercourse.
Yeah.
And to be very frank...
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I think TUD is a little bit too wild for me.
Oh, God.
I didn't know I was going to be affronted.
Yeah. Because you thought
Johnny's.
You were coming to Catholic Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah.
But things have kind of changed here, Ethan. We're all mad for it now. We're all
wild.
At it, hammer and tongs.
And, so. You know, I had a very strict Catholic upbringing, and my mother and father wanted me to come here because they thought I was going to be safe. And now I just have a sack of condoms. I thought maybe, you know, there'd be some food stamps or like, I don't know, a free pencil or something in there. One of those miniature calculators or fucking Tamagotchi or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well.
But I was really.
Well, listen, I want to bring on. You're kind of bringing the vibe down a bit. I want to bring
Sorry,
on
Dave.
The head of the students' union there, Dangerous Dan Dalton.
Hey, what's going on? Dangerous Dan on the line.
You were actually responsible for putting together this Freshers Week gift bag.
Oh, you better believe it. Bags of condoms, sacks of condoms, Dave.
Is there anything
that's
else in it?
Just, what else do you need?
That's
it's
true.
Freshers Week.
Dangerous Dan. What do you have to say to Ethan there?
Come on, Ethan. There's any number of things you can do with a condom. You can put it in your head. You can make it into gloves. You can make it into a balloon. Whatever you want. You don't have to use it for what God made it for.
Yeah, that's
God
true.
Had no hand in this, Dangerous Dan. He didn't want them. But I am interested in arts and crafts.
Exactly.
So
there you go.
What would you suggest?
You can, listen, let your imagination run free. Dangerous. I'm dangerous, but I'm also, I love the arts.
I love crafty?
I love a craft, absolutely. Ooh.
So, what kind of things you like you could do? Kind of balloon animals.
Oh, it's infinite, Dave. It's infinite. Yeah. You can do anything with a condom. You can, cut it up into little pieces and stick it onto a big piece of plywood, and then paint the little pieces whatever colors you want. You could.
Interesting. You could, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
I know. Yeah, I know. This is why I'm dangerous, man. You could put them. You could send them to your friends. Yeah. Send them to your friends, Ethan.
I mean, that's not that creative.
Give me an idea.
Well, what do you mean?
As in, like, artistically or whatever. That's not particularly interesting.
I could sell them.
You could, yeah.
You could sell, hey, that's it. You could sell them.
I could sell them.
A bit cheap of you. I mean, you got them for free to then
turn around.
There's
going to
get
a lot of fucking going on. I mean, I'd say that, Dave.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, cool.
You gotta be
going
innovative.
On a Freshers Week, man. Well, hang on, run through that bag.
From one legend to another, Jack Rayner's on the phone.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's going on?
All right!
Hey, yes. What's happening?
Rayner's.
How's it going? Say, like, I was listening to the radio and I, like, wanted to chime in because I kind of heard this conversation going on, you
sure.
know what I mean? And, well, I actually know DG over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Rayner's.
Legend. Ooh. And because I went to college, you know what I mean?
In
like,
TV?
Yeah. And
You weren't in the Students' Union all the way back then, were you?
Oh, yeah, DJ.
You better believe it.
You're a lifer, are you?
I'm a lifer, Dave.
Yeah, he's a lifer. And, I just want to say to this yank on the phone is that, do you not realize you've been chosen? You've been chosen to be condom claws. You know what I mean?
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, so
what
it's
is that,
tradition.
Like a mascot or something?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's tradition that like goes back like ages, like in the college where basically like at some point someone is chosen to be condom claws. Like you're Santa Claus, you know what I mean? But you're like, you have a sack of condoms.
Yeah.
And it's like a really privileged thing to be like chosen as condom claws.
Wow.
So like it's your job to go around to like everyone having sex on campus and like give them a condom.
Yeah.
Like you could be doing a really good thing, you know what I mean?
Is this throughout the whole year?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for, like the whole time that you're in college.
That's what college is all about.
And I just go around to the student accommodation and I give them the condoms.
You got it. You nailed it right straight on that. That's why you're picked. They know the story, Ethan.
How do you feel about this, Ethan? Are you excited to be condom claws?
Well, I mean, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I do enjoy the fact that, you know, I was chosen or whatever this guy is saying. And
yeah, well, like, we choose the biggest virgin on campus. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
We choose the fucking, the, like, least wet.
Well, hang on a second, Jack, because I was told that you were condom closed back in first year.
Yeah, well, like, that was, like, method acting for a part.
Was it, Jack?
Yeah.
You were playing a virgin.
Right.
Yeah. All so right. I was, like, getting into the realm of being a virgin, so I didn't have sex until I was,
it was a stage.
25. But that was, like, all part of a thing. But, like, so you, like, choose the biggest, like, just the absolute driest cane on campus, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm pretty proud of the fact that I'm like, bone dry.
You're so dry.
You're so dry. You can hear you walking around. You can hear something scratching inside of your pants. It's so dry in there.
Jack, is it true when you were condom claws that you put little pinpricks in the top of every condom to just stick it to people because you couldn't get any?
Yeah, well, the thing is that, like, when you're condom claws, you're allowed to, like, you don't have to take the role. Like, you're allowed to, like, make it your own. Like,
okay.
That's what I do with all of my roles.
Of
course. You know what I mean? Just
put a little Rayner touch.
Yeah, a little Rayner dust. A little Rayner magic.
Yeah, we had a bit of Rayner dust when you were here, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
all right,
you did. Fucking love the Rayner dust.
Oh, we love the Rayner dust.
You're late. So that's what I'd say to you. That'd be my advice. Just, like, do, you know what I mean? Like, even if you get, you know, given a part and it says you're, like, a sad dad who's, like, you know, of the father of one or whatever, you can, like, choose to make a Mexican if you want to. Like, you can do whatever you want. Like,
make it your own. Make it your own is what I say.
Yeah.
Ethan, do you have any ideas about how to make condom claws your own?
Well, as I'm sitting here, Dave, I'm starting to think that maybe if I was to take on this role and deliver the prophylactics to the other students, maybe I could also spread the word of Christ.
Brilliant. Yeah,
you know,
great idea.
Like, maybe they don't go in tandem, like if they're torquing somebody with a condom, they probably don't have
I think
room
you should say the fucking Christ shit while they're fucking. I think
yeah,
that should be.
I like the sound of that.
You like that, Dan?
Yeah, I like the sound of that. You can come do that with me.
Okay.
I wear a blindfold or something.
No.
You have to watch it.
You gotta,
weird, man.
Yeah, that's
what
weird.
What are you into?
I'm kind of
a freaky fucker.
I bet
I'm
you
not.
Are.
I'm not a freaky fuck at all.
You're a real fucking freaky fucking slimy fucking freak.
I'll do
freak.
The condom clause if you want.
Oh, you gotta do it. Oh,
you're doing it.
Like, no, there's like no choice. Like, it's like if you don't do
for
it.
For how
like,
long?
Like, for your whole time in college.
4 years.
4 years.
No, it's
it
like,
is.
No, I need to make this really clear. It's like a curse. It's
yeah.
like you have been cursed. And if you don't, like, do it, you will die.
Oh.
Like,
have you seen the. The Santa Claus, that movie with Tim Allen in it,
sure.
and he starts getting that. Yeah, well, of course you have. Same thing, same deal. You're going to start seeing changes to yourself, to your body.
Yeah.
And what way will
things
can...
are going to start, and you're going to start developing a, I guess, a want or a need or an attraction to...
literally everything.
Everything,
as well.
yeah. You're going to get real...
That's why I turned into such a fucking stud, you know? Because I was like, condom clothes.
Then how did you get rid of the curse,
and now
Jack
I've got,
Rainer?
Like, an 8-foot dick.
I've seen it. It's crazy. You got to see this thing, Dave.
What happened to the guy that did it before me?
He died.
Died. Real tragic.
What?
Well, he refused to perform his duties.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's cursed.
He died.
So just to be clear, Ethan's going to grow a really big dick.
That's right.
He's going to be real horny.
Oh, all the time.
What else? What other transformations? Because like obviously the Santa Claus, he got fat, he had a beard. But what about, what does condom claws grow?
What happens really is you start growing this big old beard. That is the same as the Santa Claus.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to start wearing a suit.
What type of suit?
Just one that just has all the holes open. Get me? You get me?
No.
You're just gonna turn into a real fucking legend.
Yeah, that's
don't even
it.
Worry about
that's
it.
You're gonna be drinking like a fish as well. Let me tell you.
You can do whatever you want with your life. You can like, you know what I mean? You can like fuck whoever you want. You can do like whatever movies you want. Like whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Like
people say it's a curse,
shit.
But honestly, it sounds
it's
only a curse for like the years where you have to like go to every single person on campus every single time they have sex. Like you don't even realize it's not like you will just whenever a dick. Goes into a vagina, you will appear.
Oh,
like
wow.
You will like it's like you're a genie coming out of a fucking lamp. You know what I mean? Like you are just gonna appear at the end of their bed like a fucking specter.
Right. And at this point, the penis is already going in, so you're gonna have to sort of like
you take it out,
take
yeah.
it back
yeah.
out.
So you have to, yeah, that's yeah. also part of it. That like the dick's in, and you have to like reach in there
yeah.
and like
just pull it apart,
get it out. Put the fucking condom on.
That's
slap him on the ass.
He's the one on his ass. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all part of it, man.
And like, make sure your beard doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't want, like, that happened to me a couple of times, right? Where, like, I put the condom on them and then my beard be trapped inside and they start fucking. And I'm like, dragged.
And his face is just hitting the.
And, like, sometimes.
A thigh or a butt. It's just.
Sometimes you just get into it, but, like, get with it, man.
Yeah, just sweep. Just get yourself swept up. You might as well. It's college, you gotta live, don't you? You gotta
live
in college, don't
you? Feel your experience.
Yeah.
How does that sound, Ethan? Are you looking forward to that? Or?
I'm really panicking, Dave. But I will say, I think the changes have already started to begin.
Well, what have you noticed?
Just like a fizzing in my lower abdomen.
I can hear your dick growing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm fizzing up like a bag of sugar cane or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Go with it, you know, because if it's that or death. You know,
yeah.
a certain death, then I think you should just roll with us. And look, it worked out so well for Jack over here.
So fucking well, man.
Yeah, what are you up to now, Jack? You doing then?
I'm just at home at the moment. I'm just, but like, it's only temporary.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just,
yeah.
But I'm just back at home for the moment.
Okay, yeah. But he is doing great.
I've
never
so
actually
well.
Seen any of your movies.
Well,
but
like,
thank
there's
you.
Plenty of them out there, though.
Yeah, it's loads.
And more
just
on the way.
Just like, seek them out.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's really, yeah, just seek them out and, like, maybe tweet about it or something.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
we will.
Like,
I'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, Ethan, best of luck with in your new
thank
role
you.
As Condom Clause. Maybe you'll come back on in a few weeks, tell us how you're getting on with the changes. Dangerous to adult, always good to
all
have
right.
you on.
All right. See you later. Jack, see this dick of course, big.
Thanks, Jack, for phoning
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no bother, Dave.
Semi-regular caller, Jack Rainer.
See you later.
Thanks. As I'm sure you know, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
My first poem went viral January last. I wrote a book and now I host a podcast. I'll have guests, we'll laugh and we'll moan, and we'll realise that everybody's a poem. Hello, I'm Jan Brereton. I'm a mam, a fashion stylist, a perpetual sweary person, and an accidental poet. In the thick of lockdown, I wrote a poem. What day is it? Who gives a fuck? I'd never written a poem before, but once I started writing, I couldn't stop. I'd love you to join me each fortnight for my podcast, Everybody is a Poem, where I'll read some poems and I'll chat with guests who inspire me. Everybody is a Poem with me, Jan Brereton, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This week's show is supported by Threshold. Threshold, the national housing charity, is launching the new phase of its award-winning awareness campaign, Own Your Rights, designed to reach private renters throughout Ireland. Launched in response to the unprecedented and urgent crisis in the Irish rental market, Own Your Rights is now in its second year. The campaign is designed to raise awareness of how Threshold can provide tenants throughout Ireland with the immediate and urgent assistance they need at a time of unparalleled need for renters. Threshold is ready to help renters experiencing any issues with their rental property, including urgent support for those in precarious situations. These supports include a confidential free phone support line, as well as their online web chat and one-to-one assistance from trained, qualified advisors who can guide a tenant through all their legal rights and entitlements. Anyone who wishes to learn more about their tenant rights can visit threshold.ie or confidentially call their expert service advisors on free phone 1-800-454-454. That's 1-800-454-454. Thanks. My special guest in the studio today, Toby T, was in line to be the sixth member of pop group Five, but was ousted due to his unpopularity with the other members. Welcome to the show, Toby T.
Thanks, Dave.
Why did Scott Ritchie, Sean, Abs and Jay all want you out of the band?
Ultimately, I think that what I had to offer was too powerful for them.
Right, yeah, because you were the scat guy. That was your going to be your thing.
Bop, bop.
That's it. Yeah, the that's famous me. Scat. Yeah, and like this wasn't too far after Scatman John had a big hit with Scatman. So
that's
like
right.
Scat was on the rise.
Certainly was, Dave. Yeah.
And why you think they were jealous of your scat abilities?
I think they were fucking green with envy.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle it. Nobody in the group really had any sort of real passion for jazz in the first place.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a jazz group, I suppose.
It's not a jazz group. I felt like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
It was a hard time and I didn't last long, as you know.
And there was some personal issues as well. It wasn't all just professional jealousy.
No, that's right. My cat died.
Right. Okay, sorry.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
My cat died and it really affected my ability to scat.
Right.
Mainly because the word scat rhymes with
cat. Yeah. So yeah. Every time you would scat, you would think of the word cat and then you'd start crying.
That's it, exactly. And then I tried to release an album where I had replaced all of the babbity beepity bap with meowing.
Okay.
And
like a cat scat.
Exactly. And it didn't go down well. And then I lost my home and nobody would talk to me. And
nobody would talk to you?
Yeah. Like I was an embarrassment to my family.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And really, the music industry really like effed me, Dave. It really effed me. And then like, I ended up working at B&Q.
Okay, well, at least you got some work.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
It wasn't what you wanted.
It wasn't my heart's desire, you know.
Well, look, I want to bring on Scott from Five.
Scott, hello, Dave.
Scott, it's great to hear your voice. Have you anything to say to Toby T?
Well, I don't think he's telling the old side of the bloody story there, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, right, so you're saying you weren't jealous of his scat abilities?
Well, you know, what he's saying his scat abilities is not exactly... Look, I'll level with you, Dave. I'll fucking level with you. We each had a thing, right?
Yeah,
Each had a thing, you know. I'm Scott, and I... you know, because my name's Scott, I drink a lot of scotch.
Oh, okay,
right? And Richie was rich.
Oh, I didn't, because he did have that kind of look about him. Yeah, Richie
and
Rich.
And abs.
Yeah.
And Jay was like a mockingjay. He'd repeat everything you'd be saying.
Ah, and what about Sean?
Sean shit himself all the fucking time.
Right.
All the fucking time.
That is
time.
True.
Right.
Scott, do you understand what kind of scat he's talking about now? Do you understand, Dave?
I'm confused now because Sean's thing was shitting himself. But are you talking about scat as in...
Scat is shit, Dave.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
So he's saying he's the scat man?
Yeah.
That meant, you know, oh, sometimes he'd make a bit of... Oh, but that... But he'd be shitting himself while he was doing it.
But Toby would.
What?
Sorry, are you talking about... You said Sean was the shit guy. But what about Toby?
You see what I'm dealing with here, Dave?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about Toby.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Miscommunication. Sorry.
No, Sean was actually in the band.
Yeah, I forgot about Sean. He's so fucking forgettable. He is, though,
isn't
he?
Look at him.
Think about him. What do you remember about Sean?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely fucking nothing. Yeah. Sorry.
As you say, abs at abs.
Yeah, the one who shit himself was actually more memorable than the one who was actually in our band, to be honest.
So Toby said he was doing scat, as in scabby-dooby-rap-bap-bap, but actually he was
fucking shitting himself all the time.
And you guys weren't into that?
No, we weren't. No, like, we're trying to build a successful machine here. You know, like a boy band is such a delicate process.
You know?
And you got to have the, like, you know, girls like the different archetypes. You know, they like the bad boy and they like...
Yeah.
But a bad boy, you don't want a bad boy who shits himself.
You know? No one wants that, really.
No.
Well, maybe it's very, very niche.
So I'd like to hear what he fucking has to say for himself because he's not good enough.
Toby... How do you respond to those accusations?
Well, it's not entirely true, Dave, because...
Mostly true?
Well, I didn't want to start off the interview by saying, like, I repeatedly shit myself.
Right.
But it's sad, and it's also true, because what Scott is saying, like, it's rooted in the truth, because...
You shit yourself.
After I had found out that my cat had died, I did, for a period of time, lose control of my sphincter on stage. It was completely out of my...
Because he had a sphinx cat, you know?
So he would think about the cat and it would make him think of sphinx.
But, like, that's not a bloody excuse, Dave. Go to therapy. Sort your shit out. And I don't mean that in... You know what I mean?
You mean the literal? Or not? So you obviously didn't mention this, but can you see why, like, a well-oiled machine, like 5 or 6, maybe you recall back then, I don't know, why they couldn't have someone up there on stage with them, like, just shitting themselves in front of the fans? Because you're probably playing smaller venues back then, weren't you? Like, it probably was quite noticeable.
That's a bit of a bit of a burn, Dave. Is that trying
to neg me, Dave? No, I'm saying this was the early days before you guys had become 5, essentially.
Well, I suppose we were just trying to build a narrative about ourselves, you know what I mean? And I really just don't appreciate that, you know, he's coming out here now and he's doing these interviews and he's got that book out that's, you know, it's called 5 Fucked Me Up the Ass.
Sorry.
And, like, it's not in a literal way, but he's saying, you know, figuratively, they fucked me up the ass by kicking me out of the band.
It's a provocative title, Toby.
Yeah,
I have to
admit it's doing really well in the charts, and
it's doing really well, Dave.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I need something. I need something to get my life back on track. And I just want to say, I ended up becoming one of the best scat performers in all of the
you need to clarify which kind of scat
name. Because I had lost control of my sphincter.
Yeah.
And lost my sphinx cat. that I used to have to scat really loudly over the sounds of my bowel movements so that people in the audience wouldn't notice. But
so you became one of the loudest scatters in the world.
Yeah, and I was so
a
articulate.
A scatter does not a good scatter make.
No, that's true.
I'll tell you
Well, I want to bring up someone who used to disagree with you. It's the former head of Toby T's fan club, Mark.
Hey, oh my God, I can't believe I'm on.
Yeah, so you were a big fan of, Toby T's.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, simply, Dave, I saw the man perform.
Right.
I had no idea that he was just going to shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Dave,
you were there, you were like a fan of the music first.
I was a fan of the music first.
Yeah.
I had only seen photographs of Toby.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sneak around the record, the where they used to practice, used to rehearse. I used to like sneak little pictures through the window. And so I only saw them, you know, when they're static.
Yeah.
But then when I actually went to one of Toby's gigs, it all came crashing down, so to speak.
And what was it about the performance that really stood out to you?
What do you think of this, Dave? Go on, I'll give you a guess. Yeah, it was when he started shitting himself. Yeah. And then the tears came, and it wasn't so much gig anymore than it was just
an absolute shit show.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much.
Well,
Scott,
the problem was he'd shit himself, and then he'd cry.
He'd cry,
and then he'd come.
That is a complete fabrication.
And then he'd be trying to hold everything in. So he put his hands over his butt. He put his hand over his mouth, and then
that was interpretive dance. And you know it.
No,
Mark, you know it.
Didn't look like he had any control over that dance. Toby,
I just want to add that this man has sent me some of the nicest letters that I've ever received in my life. You've been so supportive, and now you come on here and you're ruining everything, Mark. He was so nice to me before now, and now he has his 5 minutes of fame. I have third degree burns.
From what?
From the chafing. From the fecal matter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, and the cum and the shit and the piss.
I never did any of that. It was just
that. And as you walked off stage, you slipped in your own cum and vomit and couldn't get up. And there was a whole process of you trying to get up, but you kept slipping on different things. It was incredible. You know what? If I was anyone else, I would have been really impressed. But
look, Dave, I don't like to be a part of this, you know, bringing somebody down. And I really don't wish you ill. I don't. And if you could, I didn't know this guy was going to come on and bring the whole, you know, the reality. There were parts of it that I had forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, and
probably
the reality
kind of blocked
of the
out.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We'd all come off and we'd be covered in all of those materials.
Yeah.
But I, you know, if you can sort it out, you know, we'd be willing to give you another chance.
If I like got a load of Imodium or something.
Well, are you still, man? Are you still shitting yourself every day?
Is the cat still dead? Is the cat still dead?
But it's been 20 years,
Scott.
I don't. I just
the
feel
heart
like
doesn't
it's not
forget.
Good for you to be doing this much shit. I honestly feel bad for you, man. I really do.
Yeah. Did you ever go and get therapy or anything, Toby?
I did. But then, of course, with no work, I couldn't afford.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Couldn't afford it after a while. But even if I did come back, Scott, I don't.
Oh, don't use the word come in front of me.
Sorry. If I did return.
That's better.
I don't even know if the other lads would even want to talk to me, let alone
well,
share stage.
You leave them to me now, okay?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's only three of them still chugging on, so they could do it a couple more members, just even just for the name.
No,
to
look,
make sense.
If we can sit down and have a chat about this and really hash things out and see what we can do, you know, maybe we can cover your therapy for a while and maybe. But how would you feel about a new cat? You know,
well, a Sphinx cat.
It would have to be.
I don't want to.
I'm really into
do
symmetry.
Do we have to go round up, and round in this merry-go-round again?
Yeah, it's opening up a can of worms, maybe.
I'm so glad to be part of this, Dave. I'm so glad I'm here to be part of this.
It's great to have you, man.
Well,
you're a bit of a bastard, aren't you?
What did I do?
There was no need to come on this show really kick her while she's down now.
Well, I'm just I'm just a truth sayer, and I'm just here to tell what I saw.
Yeah.
And I saw something
horrific.
No, we
appreciate that. And yeah.
And if you want to find out more, it's www.lookatthatshit.
You see, look, he's got something to shill now.
I'm not shilling anything. I'm just saying, if you want to follow me,
you're making a fortune off merchandise with my face on it.
I mean, look, you know, listen, it's a free country, all right, Toby?
Well, all right, you can Toby, do whatever you want. You did come on here to promote your book as well. We should talk about the book. What was it called again?
Five Fuck Me Up the Ass.
Yeah. So I don't think you can, you know, cast too many aspersions on people trying to make a quick book off someone else's name. But can you, like, what else is in the book? Like, is it all just is it all just talking down Five, or?
Not at all. I mean, those guys were my only friends for like a really long time. And I focus a lot on the early days, the first tour that we ever went on. There's some really happy memories there, Dave, and I've included a lot of my own new poetry as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd really like to hear something.
Yeah, that'd be
great.
Maybe
just turn my recorder on.
Five fucked me up the arse. What can I do? Just sit here on my boss? That's the place in between your balls and your arse.
I don't.
Will the cat ever return? I don't know. I need to yearn for a cat. Could I scat? Probably not. I'm a snot. Oh no, another orifice is leaking. What can I do? My confidence is not peaking. Sit here. Am I queer? Have a cup of tea. Oh, my knee.
Wow,
mate,
that is incredible.
Did you just come out, mate?
Recently, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so bloody proud
scoop.
Of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was an incredible poem there. Thanks.
Yeah,
Thank you. I am talented.
You know what?
Dave, I wanted to clap now. I wanted to acknowledge first that this young lad is a gay man. fair play to him, I say.
Yeah.
You know what, Toby? I'm sorry. You're right. I'm taking down the website. You know what? All the proceeds that I made from all the shirts that I've made is going to go to getting Toby some therapy and helping him stop shitting and coming and pissing and vomiting
and
all
you know
over
what,
stage.
Toby?
Great.
We could really use a gay in the band. That could be your thing.
My God.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be scat anymore, man.
I do actually pretty much enjoy scat in the jazz sense still.
Okay.
If you were interested, I won't be calling the shots, but thank you.
I mean, it's due a resurgence. I mean, that Scatman song was huge, but it
was incredible.
Maybe you could get some of that into some of the classic Five
maybe,
tracks.
Maybe. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It'll just be good to, you know, deal with the old LGBTQ dynamic and, okay, you know... Yeah.
Take it from there.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Scott, does Five need a kind of a scroty little...
No. I remember you when you'd be peeping in windows looking at...
Do you need a peeper? The peeping demographic.
Why are you always a peeper?
It's growing.
What do you mean always a peeper? I've always been a peeper my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's what's growing... the big deal?
Let's just leave it at the gay for the moment, okay?
They don't want the peep pound.
Don't want the peep pound? No. Yeah, I got a lot of followers. We love it.
And you follow a lot of people as well.
I follow a lot of people. I could slip a little disc into their pocket.
I thought he was going to say finger.
Slip a little what?
Is that a euphemism?
No. Okay.
What, like a floppy disc?
yeah. Floppy disc.
That's definitely a euphemism.
You record on... I'm afraid
we're out of time. I want to thank all of my callers today, but I especially want to thank Hannah Mamelis, Ali Fox, and Stephen Bradley. Folks, you have anyone to plug, Steve?
Mobtheatre.ie for classes and shows every Thursday in Wigwam. Improv shows and sketch shows and all sorts of lovely weirdo comedy junk.
I love that.
Cut out that junk bit. Mark that
comedy.
Don't do it.
Mark that down.
Yeah.
Great. That's where it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Ali.
Can actually say right now, but if you'd like to keep a keen eye on my social media, there'll be a nice announcement of Christmas shows in the coming weeks.
Oh, exciting times.
Santi, yay!
Hannah?
When's this coming out?
A couple of weeks. Okay. 10th of October.
All right, yeah. We're doing Dream Guns Dracula for the Bram Stoker Festival.
Amazing.
On Halloween on the 31st.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Where's that on, do you know?
I have no idea. Right. I don't know.
Keep an eye out on Dream Guns social media for that. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
That was particularly filthy.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.